Hi guys, this is Adit. Welcome to my podcast Journey of Life. You can listen to my podcast on anchor.fm and Spotify. In this episode, we are going to see about your life that will hurt you. It's so hard to forget pain, but it's even harder to remember sweetness. We have no scab to show for happiness. We learn so little from peace. Turn your wounds into wisdoms. People are afraid of themselves, of their own reality, their feelings. Most of all, people talk about how great love is. But that's bullshit. Love hurts. Feelings are disturbing. People are taught that pain is evil and dangerous. Pain is meant to wake us up. People try to hide their pain, but they are wrong. Pain is something to carry, like your radio. You feel your strength in the experience of pain. It's all in how you carry it, that's what matters. Pain is a feeling. Your feelings are part of you, your own reality. If you feel ashamed of them and hide them, you are letting society destroy your reality. You should stand up for your right to feel your pain. The worst part of holding the memories is not the pain. It's the loneliness of it. Memories need to be shared. There are wounds that never show on the body, that are deeper and are more hurtful than anything that bleeds. Some wounds never heal and bleed again at the slightest word. Pain is temporary. Quitting lasts forever. The most painful thing is losing yourself in the process of loving someone too much and forgetting that you were speechless too. Imagine smiling after a slap in the face, then think of doing 24 hours a day. Tears shed for another person are not a sign of weakness. They are a sign of pure heart. One thing you can't hide is when you are crippled inside. Behind every beautiful thing, this world, there is some kind of pain. Time doesn't heal emotional pain. You need to learn how to let it go. Did you really want to die? No one commits suicide because they want to die. Then why do they do it? Because they want to stop their pain. Because pain hurts them. What would you do if the unthinkable happened to you? What would you do if you had an accident, or you lost your job, or you were laid off? How would you provide for yourself that life is about today, living today? Whatever I want to do, do it right now. So whatever you want to do, whatever idea that you have, the longer that you are sitting on that idea, you are either creating or you are disintegrating. If you are not using it, your skills are diminishing. And there goes a second, there goes another second, and life is happening right now. Well, maybe you are laying out the meaning of life. That's what it looks like to me. It's like here you are suffering away. What makes it worthwhile? Right? It's almost impossible to describe how bad an idea that is. Responsibility, that was gives life meaning. It's like lift a load, then you can tolerate your right. Because look at you. You are useless, easily hurt, easily killed. Why should you have any self-respect? That's the story of the fall. Pick something up and carry. Make it heavy enough so that you can think, yeah, well, useless. Awesome, at least I could move that from there to there. I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me, cause now they are yours. They are yours to own. If you are not smart, call yourself dumb. It's okay because you are. But take that nudge. Don't put yourself down. If you are fat, call yourself fat. Every day in our life is a recovery day. We are looking for it. It's not coming. It's not coming. Everybody wants to get to a place. Very few were willing to sacrifice to get there. Everybody wants something, and very few people are executing to go there. The amount of people whose action match to their ambition coming out of their mouth is very low. There is no shortcuts. There is no secret. There is no system or model. Life is like a marathon. I see a lot of people allowing fear to stop them from living their dream. Answer your calling, whatsoever you are called to do. Don't count yourself out. Don't say, I can't do that. Many of us go through life saying no, and you don't even know what you are saying no. If you are not willing to challenge yourself, whatever it is that you don't know how to do right now, you can learn. Everybody succeeds so fast because they mean to prove somebody. Life will not give you many chances to prove, so catch it quickly and prove them whom you are. Thank you, and stay tuned for further more podcasts from Adi.